Well, normally all the discussions on the final report, when we have rules of procedures confirmed, are taking place in the plenary formal mode. But in cases where this has not taken place, where rules of procedure have not been confirmed, which was at the meetings of the high contracting parties to the two protocols, and last year also at the high contracting parties meeting in plenary, the discussions took place in an informal mode because we were still in a drafting exercise without clear rules of procedure, so they had to be discussed in an informal mode. And I understand that the discussions were focused mostly on factual and linguistic or purely drafting issues, but not on substantive elements of the report. And then once the report has been finalized, it has been adopted in a formal mode, and this is the practice which I will follow, I suggest we follow in this meeting as well. Is there any difficulty with this? I see none. So if this is the case, I adjourn this plenary meeting and we turn into informal mode and continue our work in the informal mode. The meeting is adjourned. So now for the good order of business, I suggest that we first get confirmation that the webcast is stopped and we will continue our work on the substantive items on the agenda. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I am not gaveling the continuation of our meeting because now we are in an informal mode and I was told that the web TV is off, so we can continue our work. As I mentioned, we have no strictly binding rules on me or on you, but for the good order of business, I suggest that we follow the agenda items in their sequence with adjustments where necessary, because this may prove indeed necessary in certain agenda items.